When Maryland lawmakers typically return to Annapolis for the start of the annual 90-day legislative session, each of them brings with them a unique set of priorities. But this year, one subject is poised to overshadow pretty much everything else: a proposal to overhaul public education in Maryland based on recommendations from a group known as the Kerwin Commission. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Democratic leaders in the state Senate and House of Delegates say with certainty that they will pass sweeping education reforms during the legislative session that begins on Wednesday. Baltimore Senator Bill Ferguson, who has been nominated to replace Mike Miller as Senate president, says those reforms will be the primary driver of the session.
I believe deeply that this is a once-in-a-generation moment to do something truly meaningful to set the next generations up for success in a globalized world.
A commission led by former University System of Maryland Chancellor Britt Kerwin spent 3 years developing the plan. Their goals were reducing inequities in the school system and making Maryland schools globally competitive. Proposed changes include free preschool for more Marylanders, new resources for schools in high-poverty areas, higher pay and training standards for teachers, and new job training programs for students. At the end of a 10-year phase-in, the plan is predicted to add nearly $4 billion to annual school spending.
The cost of doing nothing is so astronomical. It is unbearable for the state of Maryland if we continue to perpetuate a system with deep inequities where less than 40% of our high school graduates are reading at a 10th grade level or doing, you know, Algebra 1, Algebra 2 math at a sufficient level.
As for how the state would pay for the proposed changes, Ferguson says not to expect income, property, or broad sales tax increases. Leaders say they have already identified how they will pay for the first 3 years of the plan, and they expect casino revenues to pay a portion of the costs for the foreseeable future. For the rest, House Speaker Adrian Jones says lawmakers have some ideas.
We had looked at, sports betting. We had looked at repealing some of the tax credits that we have put in. And we're just looking at any other types of resources.
House Appropriations Committee Chair Maggie McIntosh suggested another option to cover some of the cost: a new sales tax on e-books.
We're really modernizing, our tax code to reflect the current economy and how we purchase goods.
Despite Democrats' confidence, Republicans say the proposed reforms are too expensive. They're skeptical that the changes won't require higher taxes. Republican Governor Larry Hogan said at a press conference last month that he won't support increases in state taxes.
There's one thing that we know for certain, and that is that more funding alone does not equate to better results.
House Minority Leader Nick Kipke says his caucus plans to sponsor some alternative, less pricey ideas for improving education. Among these is expanding the use of vouchers that students in the worst performing schools can use to attend private or parochial schools.
I say for the parents and the grandparents and the others who are taking care of those kids, give them the freedom to choose. We can afford it. It's a cheaper proposal than what's being currently proposed by the Kerwin Commission. And maybe we do a little of everything, but expanding and preserving vouchers, I think, is very important.
Hogan and Democratic leaders also have competing plans to increase the amount of money available for school construction and renovation projects. Legislators have made their initiative House Bill 1 and Senate Bill 1, a symbol that the measure is their top priority. They say it would yield $2.2 billion over 5 years. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.